Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, another great Mother's Day gift. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The Lord provides this woman with a great gift. She was a mother. Her child had a great need. She goes to the Lord, and she will hear nothing but a positive answer, nothing but a request granted from the Lord. She had the right attitude. She did not come saying, Lord, if you don't help me, I'll go to somebody else. Or, Lord, I'm being tempted to turn to the world. No, she had the Lord as her only focus, the only hope. She was a woman sinking in despair. And the Lord is the Savior. She called out to him for mercy, that he would have. She didn't have the attitude, now, Lord, you owe me this. No, Lord, have mercy on me. But others standing by didn't understand her need. They didn't understand her heart. To them, her request was just a bother, a nuisance. But to her, it was a necessity. It was of the greatest importance that she should hear from him. She should have his hand upon her child, that she should see the Lord work in her life, in the life of her child. She made this request. She would not be turned away. And when she hears something that seems to be in the negative column, that moves her to bow even lower, to the point of worshiping him. They had said, "Send her away." And she worshiped him when he said, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She came with these three words, "Lord, help me." Now, that moves heaven. When a mother cries out to God for a child that is in bondage, in this case, the child was in bondage by Satan himself. The devils, the demons were possessing this child and destroying her. The mother was helpless. She laid hold of the horns of the altar of prayer in humility to the Lord God himself. She would not let go. She would not be denied. She came as one who recognized that she had no other hope. The Lord alone would be her help. She got her child to the Lord. And that was a great gift to this mother that the Lord heard. When she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table," she was still willing to go even more humbly to the Lord, bowing before him. And notice how the Lord received her. "Oh, woman, great is thy faith." You see, it pleases the Lord when one is willing to bring a loved one before him in prayer. Now, she got this gift because she went to the Lord. She did not say, "Well, he knows that I have a need. He knows that my child," or she was not one who was wrapped up in frustration or anger at her child because the child was bringing her sorrow. No, she knew there was something that was greater on this child than what the child could handle. And she got to the Lord, the one who had conquered death, hell, and the grave, the one who was alive from the dead, who would be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is indeed just that. She got her child to the Lord. What a gift that a mother shall see a child's life turned over to Christ. What a gift, what a blessing that one receives eternal life, that she herself has placed her trust in the Lord, and that her child comes to know the Lord. What a gift. One can give his heart to Christ today and bring great peace to a troubled mother's heart. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.